Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing All the People Said Amen, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The God Who Holds You Together, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31.
God for the greatness of our God. And then this evening, as that beautiful sun will set in the west, oh, I'll tell you, some of the beautiful hues that He uses in painting in the clouds and the different things and the beauty of His creation. Oh, listen, you've got to say, oh, what a mighty God we serve. I mean, today, to think about how God is so good to us and so gracious to us and so loving to us and how He provides our every need every day and how He brings us through the valleys of the shadows that we face and how we face difficulty and challenges. But in the midst of everything that we're going through, here's the presence of a God who's always there. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I said, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve indeed today. He today is above and beyond all that we could ever imagine. There's none His equal. There's none His parallel today. There is none likened unto Him today. For He is a good God. I say He is a good God. Not only is God a good God, but our God is an encouraging God. Nobody can encourage you like the Lord. Can encourage you, amen. You know, in the sixth day of creation, God creates man and He creates woman. And He does it in His own image. We now have humanity. Humanity is the crown of God's creation. This is where really God is glorified. In His ultimate of ultimates, the creation of mankind. And so here, man and woman, they then, in God's creation, have been given great dignity to be created by our God. Amen. Oh, to know today what God's Word has declared. Here in Genesis 1 is the very foundation, the here today, or the root of the system of our biblical position in life. God is the giver of life. God is not only the giver of life, but God is also the God of recreation. God gives new life, where we had physical life, where we were born physically into this world. And when you came out of that birth canal and all of a sudden you were entered into the world and the doctor gave you a good smack on the south side there and all of a sudden you went, wah! All of a sudden you realize, man, I'm alive. Amen. But nothing is like the new birth. Nothing is like the recreation. Man, let me tell you what, when God reaches down and takes a person's heart that was callous and cold and world-deserving as far as chasing the things of the world and going to hell, and God grabs that life and turns it around to His glory, oh, what a mighty God we serve. That He has provided a means of salvation for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Oh, to know today that not only am I alive, and I'm alive and breathing, but more importantly, I'm alive and spiritually breathing because the presence of Christ lives within me through this new birth. Therefore, if any man, woman, or boy, girl be in Christ, they are a new creation, a new creature. Hallelujah. The old has passed away, and behold, all things will become new. How many saved people in the room this morning say amen?
Amen.
You ought to thank God. Thank God that today not only has He given you life, but thank God today He's given you new life. Amen. You know, this biblical position that we have in Genesis 1, it's not a political position. Because we can't get two people in Washington to agree on anything. Amen. I mean, it's a constant battle. It's a constant warfare. Then they can't agree and they send it to the Supreme Court. And those knuckleheads, they can't agree on it either. You got a liberal side, you got a conservative side. And then there's constant bickering. And so, you know, we're living in a very mixed up, messed up world. But also, the biblical view today means today that God made, I don't care what a textbook writer wrote, I don't care what a scientist has said, I don't care what some extreme liberal mentality today has declared, the fact of the matter is this. The Bible says God created male and female. That's today is settled. And so what it means today, this is what it means. It means today that there is a woman and there's a man. And God is the creator. Not a modern day distorted liberal mentality today, a worldly view of homosexuality or transgender. I tell you folks, it's pathetic what we today have come to. That we embrace that mentality, and today that we basically endorse such a perverted lifestyle and a perverted way today. Folks, listen. You, as I said a moment ago, you can change body parts, but you can't change the fact that you are a man or a woman. That was given to you at birth. Also in Genesis 1, God gives us the groundwork of the gospel. I mean, in Genesis 1 is the very gospel that was revealed through God's Son, Jesus Christ. And so for we have man, we have woman, who were created in the image of God, who could be brought together in marriage, as we'll see later sometime down the road, in Genesis chapter 2. Later we find in the book of Ephesians that Paul points back to this creation to give a picture of the gospel. What an amazing picture God gives. The gospel teaches us that Jesus Christ, He came today to restore the part, listen, of the image of God that has been disfigured by our own sinful nature. See, friend, listen. Sin today disfigures you. Sin today distorts you. Sin today destroys you. It will destroy your soul. It will destroy your life. I've seen people that I've known through life, and they got involved in different forms of things, whether it was alcohol or whether it was drugs and methamphetamines or whatever the thing is. And you know, man, all of a sudden, their face aged, and the deep hollows of and blackness around their eyes and hair, their facial expression. I'm talking about young people. And has sin has distorted them, disfigured them, destroying their life, destroying their physical, but even worse, a person destroying their soul by rejecting Jesus Christ. I'm telling you today, sin is a reality that we've got to face. And thanks be unto God, our Savior faced it on the cross. He became sin who knew no sin. He died our death. He took our punishment. All the sin of the world was laid upon Him at the cross. And Jesus died for our sins, but glory to God, as we'll be celebrating here shortly, Easter resurrection, that on the third day He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He arose victorious over sin and Satan and the shackles that had us bound up. And praise God, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Thank God we have liberation through the Son. We've been set free. Here in the creative acts of God is a picture of the gospel that would be manifested and brought to the salvation of mankind. Amen. So Jesus comes to restore. He restores the image of God that was damaged by our sin. But boy, I'm glad, as the songwriter wrote, He doesn't throw the clay away. Amen. I'm glad that He's a God who restores. You may be sitting here today. Sin has entered in your life, and maybe today it's been working, and you're a born-again Christian, but you found that those choices that you've been making and those things that you've been doing, you know, they're pulling you down. You think, well, God doesn't love me anymore. Oh, He never stops loving you. There's nothing today that you can do that can stop God from loving you. He loves you with an everlasting love, and He bids you to come, and He said, I can restore you. I can forgive your sins. I can clean your life up. I can turn you around again. Amen. That doesn't mean you're getting rebirthed, resaved. That means today we sometimes make bad choices in life because we have human, we're humans and we have frailties. We make bad decisions. Every one of you, anybody in here never made a bad decision in life? That's what I thought. Aren't you glad that His grace is sufficient to turn around all the bad decisions that you've ever made? Thank God He restores. Hell, are you hearing me this morning? He's a restorer. He today is a God that will turn all things around in your life. You were created in God's image. Have you grasped that today? You were created in His image so that you might reflect some of who God is. Are you reflecting who God is in your word, your actions, and your deeds, and your countenance, and your living every day? See, this is just not a Sunday thing. Well, I put on a tie and a coat. I put on a pretty dress or whatever. And, you know, I dress up and put on this and put on that and comb my hair. And that's not what makes you looking and look and walking in the image of God. It's what's in your heart that will create that atmosphere, that you're walking in the presence of a holy God, that your life, your heart is filled with the presence of God today, and that He has the priority of your life, that you're seeking Him first. Amen. So therefore, it's important that we understand grass today. Praise God, what sin lost, I'm glad today Christ restores.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.